Chapter 29.
What is this place?
Bryn Mawr said. Otterbone had led them for hours through the forest, using Bryn Mawr and Bazog as his eyes. Bazog couldn't help but be impressed. Considering the fact that the sage was blind, he gave excellent directions.
A hideout,
Otterbone said, in his firm but smoky voice.
Of sorts. We'll wait here until the others arrive.
Bazog rubbed his belly. He'd been nauseous the entire walk, but he was getting better. He took a seat on a small wine barrel and leaned back against the cave wall. They were a few dozen feet in a cave that opened like a mouth into a forest. He closed his aching eyes and took deep breaths through his nose.
The queasiness will pass,
Otterbone said, shuffling over and staring right past him with glassy eyes.
Most likely by tomorrow.
He stretched out his work-laden hands with heavy knots for knuckles. Bazog grabbed one of those hands and led him down into a sitting position.
Your hands are awfully rough for a sage,
Bazog said.
Yours aren't exactly soft for a wizard or an elf,
Otterbone said back.
I used to be a fisherman until the gift came to me. Over 50 years from birth I'd fished. When blindness struck me and a new sight was revealed to me. This cave,
he said, craning his neck around.
I lived here alone for over a decade. Everyone thought madness was upon me. So did I. Those were dark times.
Bryn Mawr picked up a wine casket, shook it, and tossed it down. One by one, he went through a dozen of them.
Your hideout doesn't have any rations.
They will come,
Otterbone said.
They will come.
He nudged Bazog.
I thought dwarfs were more patient.
They are,
Bazog said.
They're just testy around strangers.
Are you jesting, wizard?
It's not a normal thing for me, but it's been known to happen.
Otterbone chuckled.
You might have made for good river folk in more peaceful times.
He laid a hand on Bazog's shoulder.
I apologize for making you sick, Bazog.
Bazog could sense the man's sincerity, but he was still uneasy. Otterbone knew things, and by and large, sages weren't trustworthy. They considered themselves servants of the world more than champions for good over evil. They were known to align themselves with whichever side suited them at the moment.
No need to apologize. I'm sure you did what you felt you had to do.
I did.
Well, no, you didn't. There is often more than one way to achieve a common goal, if indeed the goal is common.
You wouldn't have made it,
Otterbone hissed, shaking his head.
I have seen it.
Are your visions always right?
Otterbone shrugged.
I have never known one to be wrong so far.
Bryn Mawr kicked a wine casket farther down the cave, sat down, and sulked in gloom. Bazog left it at that. He'd already discussed Otterbone's visions with the sage and Bryn Mawr. It didn't sit well with him. It didn't seem possible that Nath would be safer without them.
Certainly a formidable party of many is better than a party of one.
He gave it some time for now. Otterbone had his ways, and he had his own.
Nath at least needs to know that I am all right.
Hours had passed when Bryn Mawr stirred. Figures entered the darkness of the cave. The outline of Horseneck's burly form took shape. A moment later, Ben appeared. He shoved his way past Horseneck and came right at Otterbone.
Don't trust this lying old man,
Ben said, holding his bound wrist in front of Bryn Mawr.
He's a deceiver.
Bryn Mawr slit the cords on Ben's wrists and said,
We've established that much.
Ben poked Otterbone in the chest.
He's treacherous.
Horseneck wrapped his big arms around Ben's wide shoulders and squeezed.
Don't ever touch my father! Oh!
Ben drove his boot into Horseneck's shin. The goon's arm slackened. In a flash, Ben grabbed him by the arm, twisted his hips under him, and flipped him over his shoulder, where the brute landed hard on the ground. Ben's fist pounded on Horseneck's ribs. Slobbering cries of anger came from the man's mouth.
You'll pay! You'll pay!
Ben locked him up in an armbar and applied pressure.
What was that?
Ben said, twisting harder.
Are you calling for your cows?
Stop this!
Bezog said, rising to his feet.
His cries will carry to the town.
Ben snarled and released the man. Brenmar gave him an approving nod. Horseneck moaned and pushed himself up from the stone floor of the cave. His heavy eyes glared at Ben.
Let it go, nephew,
Otterbone said.
Let it go!
Horseneck rose up, spat dirt from his mouth, and lumbered out of the cave.
He's protective,
Otterbone said, staring blankly at Ben.
And he's not such a bad man, most of the time.
Do you care to tell me what is going on?
Ben said to Bezog, wiping the dirt from his elbows.
Where's Dragon?
While a pair of Otterbone's henchmen brought in some rations, Bezog filled Ben in on the details. Ben's brow stayed furrowed the entire time, and his glare remained hot on Otterbone.
We should be done with this sage,
Ben said, scooping Akron up from its spot alongside Brenwar's chest.
You can't trust a thing he says. They stuck me in a hole, Bezog. A dirt hole with a wooden crate and ratty carpet over it.
It was for your protection,
Otterbone said.
You were a danger to yourself and others. Whose idea was it to send this man into the river cities with a version bomb on him?
It worked,
Otterbone said.
It did no such thing. The overseers of Barnabas have eyes and ears on everything. They would have sniffed you out soon enough. I saved you from a certain doom. All of you.
You keep saying that,
Brenmar said with his mouth stuffed with jerky.
But I don't believe a word of it.
He took a slug of wine from a bottle the henchman had brought.
But this wine is not so horrible.
He shared the bottle with Ben, who shared it with Bezog, who took a sip.
Not so bad,
the wizard said.
Not elven, but not so bad at all.
Good that you think so,
Otterbone said.
It should ease your minds and settle your bones. We've a long wait ahead.
Nath Dragon moves fast,
Ben said, rummaging through the rations and grabbing a clay jug of water.
He'll be back tomorrow. You'll see.
I wish I did see,
Otterbone said, his voice low and eerie.
I don't see anything. But I'm certain of this. His journey into the floating city. It won't be over in a day. It will take many days, if not weeks.
Ben dropped the clay jug onto the ground where it shattered with a crash.